Isaiah chapter 17. The vision concerning Damascus. Look, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it will become a pile of trash. The cities of Aroer are forsaken. They will be for flocks, which will lie down, and no one will make them afraid. The fortress also will cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They will be as the glory of the children of Israel. Says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. And in that day it will come to pass, that the glory of Jacob will be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh will grow lean. And it will be as when the harvester gathers the corn, and reaps the ears with his arm, and it will be as he who gathers ears in the valley of Rephaim. Yet gleaning grapes will be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree, two or three berries in the top of the uppermost branch, four or five in its outermost fruitful branches, says the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel. In that day a man will look to his Maker, and his eyes will have respect to the Holy One of Israel. And he will not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither will he respect that which his fingers have made, nor the groves, or the images. In that day his strong cities will be as a forsaken branch, and an uppermost branch, which they left because of the children of Israel. And there will be desolation. Because you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and have not been mindful of the rock of your strength, therefore you will plant pleasant plants, and will set it with strange slips. In the day you will cause your plant to grow, and in the morning you will cause your offspring to flourish. But the harvest will be a pile of trash in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. Woe to the multitude of many people, who make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations, who make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations will rush like the rushing of many waters. But God will rebuke them, and they will flee far off, and will be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a tumbleweed before the whirlwind. And at evening trouble. And before the morning he is no more. This is the portion of those who spoil us, and the lot of those who rob us.